Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Know what time it is. Johnny B Radio. If you want the tightest stuff around, please listen. Ain't no faking, now I ain't kidding. Sit back and enjoy this with your people or your missus. Put this in your cigarillo, hit this. We ain't gotta lie, this show is so fly. From the funk to the growth, from the north to the south, and now it's nationwide. Get the number on the screen, gonna call up a rep your team. Represent your city, baby, represent your city, baby. It's that Donny B Radio, Donny B Radio. Hey, it's that Donny B Radio, Donny B Radio.
That's right, this the Windy City Prince, Young J Static, and you are now tuned in to the hottest, and I mean the hottest, late night on the net with DJ Donnie B, the lovely Miss LG, along with John Williams, bringing you the most current news on the B97. Let's get it. What's on your mind? I wanna read between those lines. I wanna be right here where I am at. Cause I'm with you and you with me. We copacetic and that's the fact. Give you everything you want, cause you're everything I need. Just to prove that point, girl, you're here with me. No love lost, but I guarantee if I walk out that door, I might hit my knees. Cause this was so meant to be. I go hard, I'm feeling strong. No trust, then the love is gone. But I want you, that's why I wrote this song. So you could play it all night long. Can I find beauty is contagious? Got me thinking, I don't know if I can take this. If you're drowning, girl, your love, I'm here to save it. Cause she get down, especially when her face hits. Let me hit it from the back, let me hit it from the front, let me hit it from the side, let me do it just right. Can we do it on the table? Can we do it on the floor? Can we do it outside? Can we do it all night? I just gotta know. I gotta know when you want me to make this time. Free up my schedule. You've been on my mind. I've been working, but you've been patient. Oh girl, I'ma beat it up so raw, cause I know you've been waiting. Time to do it. Let's put it down. It's time to don't have no frown. Just have a smile and tell me if it hurt, cause I don't wanna put you through no pain. Cause girl, you in my world. You have my heart and you I trust. I got you, girl. It's time to fuck. Make it, baby. I know this so crazy, but I know you my lady. Let's drive that Miss Daisy. 380, yeah, I'm crazy. Yeah, she lazy. A whole bunch, no Brady. It's time to play. Time to make it, girl. I'm about to make it, girl. Why you shake it, girl? She's fine. Beauty is contagious. Got me thinking, I don't know if I can take this. If you're drowning, girl, your love, I'm here to save it. Cause she get down, especially when her face hits. Let me hit it from the back, let me hit it from the front, let me hit it from the side, let me do it just right. I just wanna know. Can we do it on the table? Can we do it on the floor? Can we do it outside? Can we do it all night? I just gotta know. Can I hit it from the front? Can I hit it from the back? Can I hit it from the side? Can I do it just right? I just wanna know. Can I hit it all night? Can I hit it on the table? Can I hit it on the floor? Can I hit it outside?
check it out. This the Windy City Prince, Young J Static, and you are now tuned in to the hottest internet radio station, the B97, hosted by DJ Donnie B and the lovely Miss LG. Let's get it.
Hip hop, R&B, underground music. right here on the B97FM radio. And I'm going to tell you what happened with me today. I had a crazy day today, too. So we're going to get into that later on in the broadcast. And we'll be checking in with our main man to find out what's going on in the world of news later on in the broadcast. He'll be coming on at 45 after the hour. So y'all check him out. It's definitely going down. But what happened with you today, real quick, Ms. LG?
I think they're trying to kill me today.
Oh, man. What happened? Oh,
but,
Lord.
You know, today was family day.
Wait a minute. How they going to kill Ms. LG, the co-host of the B97FM, the late night show?
Man, I don't know. It's the Chinese people.
I cannot picture Donnie B doing the show all by himself without Miss LG.
Man, Donnie B, if we like do something like this, man, like for real, you know,
do you
my
think,
folks today, I'm
off really,
to hang out today.
Do you think it was really food poison? Or do you think maybe... you know, the food, it could have been that you were at a Chinese restaurant and your stomach just didn't agree with the damn stuff that they
It was one or two. If it was food court, then they probably get their voodoo stuff on there, you know.
Come on, I'm just saying that because someone was just telling me about this new place that just opened up over here in my area. And she was telling me, she said, they sell Billy Goat. So I was thinking that when she said Billy Goat, I was thinking she meant Billy Goat the milk. She said, no, I'm talking about food. Billy Goat, food, Billy Goat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she asked, she said, oh, it's real cheap. I said, how much is it? Oh, it's only $10, only $10. And it's something I don't know nothing about.
You know what?
I don't think so.
You know what? You got me thinking about this restaurant. You know, when you go to most Chinese food, right, and after a certain time it goes up to, $10, $11, this buffet with a drink is $9.45 all day long. So they know what's going on with their food. They just don't want to tell nobody. That's why they're so cheap. I'm telling you, y'all do not want to go to Jumbo Super Buffet in North Dallas off of, what is it, Parker Road? Parker Lane.
If I was you, I'd give out the phone number. Let me ask you this. People that are coming from out of town that's probably down here visiting, are people from other places that's listening to this program, what would you encourage them to do? I want to hear this. I got to hear this.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially from St. Louis, the home of the home of the station.
I tell them to cook their own food.
Ooh.
I wouldn't trust going out to eat anymore. I'm going to tell you something. Gonna be on your back with this. My mama, friend girl, she went to San Antonio to IHOP. IHOP was so old. She saw a roach crawling on the wall.
Yeah, you make me not even want to ever eat out there with her. Whoa. A roach? I know you're not lying. I believe you on that, too.
It's, y'all just...
Y'all about to say, you know what? We want to hear stories tonight of you going out to a fast food place or restaurant or store, and you buy something, and it has something just went right in it, and you look in it, and it's broke. Speaking of that, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. This happened about 15 years ago, and I kid you not. I used to go to this store in my neighborhood every day. If you can cook it real good, I love hot tamales, okay? For real. If you want to get some stomach, buy me some hot tamales, but I love hot tamales. That's if they do hot tamales. Speaking of hot tamales, I used to go to the store every day and buy it because the food be out the same when it comes out the hot tamales. Well, this one particular day, I was coming from business with my friend that used to work at Cunningco. Then I went to the house before I got ready to go home. All of a sudden, someone brought me some hot tamales. So I said, well, let me eat some as soon as I get to the house. As I was getting ready to put it in my mouth, something told me to look. I looked at my hot tamales, and you won't believe what happened. I seen three ropes in my hot tamale. And I was so angry, I called the news to let them know what was going on.
And I never
trust my hot tamales from a local convenience store ever again.
You know what? I don't like black eyed peas.
Ooh, I never ate them either.
Let me tell you, a long time ago, when I was little, and my step auntie used to babysit us, and she made some black eyed peas, and she had to make us eat it. I ate the black eyed peas and I looked. I was like, it's black eyed peas. You know the little roach got the black on it?
I was like,
I looked up and I seen the little leaves and stuff. Oh my gosh, ever since then, Jonathan, I haven't ate no more black eyed peas. I know
everyone
I'm talking about. You had to eat some black eyed peas and it was good luck. I'm like, not good luck for me, it's bad luck for me.
Man, y'all give us a call right now, 347-989-1725, and let us know what happened to you when you went to go buy some food or you ever went to a restaurant and ate, and what type of food. Did anything strange happen? Did a roach get in your food? I don't even want to think about it because I was hungry. I ain't hungry no more. I am not hungry no more. Johnny B does not want to eat. And wait a minute. The best way, do you know, wait, let me ask you this. What's the, and we're going to talk about this. Don't answer this until we get back from the break, music break.
Okay.
But I want to know, have you ever was eating, then also you see a roach? It fucking scars your whole fucking appetite. When I get to seeing a fucking roach, I don't even want to fucking eat no more. I'm serious about that. Another thing I can't stand, I'm going to tell you another that I cannot stand. You know when people are smoking cigarettes and I see the cigarette butts? That fucking shit smells like apple. If I see that, I will not eat. I kid you not, I will not eat. People ask me, they say, you crazy. Are you told out? No, that's just the way I am. So I want to know from everybody else, what, I mean, you know, have you ever experienced that? What about you? Have you experienced that?
Yes.
I mean, certain things that certain people do, you don't want to see.
Yes.
You definitely don't want to see it. Hey, hold on for 1 second. We're going to a quick promo. We'll be right back. Yeah, hold on. Right here on
Yo,
the V97.
Check it out. This the Windy City Prince, Young J Static, and you are now tuned in to the hottest internet radio station, the B97, hosted by DJ Donnie B and the lovely Miss LG. Let's get it.
All right, now we've been to play the promo. You guys can know that we are here. We are your 24-hour hip-hop and R&B underground music station on the B97 FM radio. And you're tuned in to the all-new Late Night with Donnie B and Miss LG. Oh, I love it.
Hey.
With Donnie B and Miss LG.
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 This is right.
Hey, you got it right. But I want to know one thing. I just really want to know that's so damn nasty. I mean, every little bit of thing just spoil my damn appetite. I just got that. I mean, come on, son. I know you got some more stories. Come on. I know you got some more stories.
What? Oh, my gosh. Everybody's
what
drinking far tonight.
I mean, what spoils your appetite the most? What else? If you see somebody digging in their nose.
Do you hate when people be coughing, right? And
oh,
then you got to go
that.
Back to the buffet. You don't see them going back to the bathroom and washing their hands.
You know what? After I tell you this, you may not ever, 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 when I tell this story, you may not ever, ever ever in your life want to shake anybody else's hand. I think when I get through telling you this story, you're going to be like, you know what? From now on, I just wave at them. Not to be rude to them. I just say, hi. Okay, this is a little day. Yeah, exactly. Because if you think about it, you never know what a person is doing, have done with their hands.
Yeah.
You don't know if they clean their hands or what. So, this particular day, and I ain't racist against nobody, but, you go into a business place and you see white folks. We talk about real professional business white folks. Real businessmen that go into the restroom. Now, I go into the restroom and I'm washing my hands after I get through. But anyway, make a long story short. These rich businessmen, middle class corporate businessmen, do not wash their damn hands. Soon as they leave the restroom, they're doing what they're doing. They go. They don't even wash their hands. They just go straight out the door. That's nasty.
They're chilling out when they look at us type of people. They think we nasty.
No, they nasty. I see this shit every day when I go into the restroom. I'm like, have anybody taught anybody some damn respect to wash your damn hands? And I gotta shake your damn hands, and then I don't know. You don't be shitted up. Hey, I don't know what you done. You know, done something. But I'm shaking your damn head. That's why I think that's the reason a lot of people don't shake a lot of people's hands is because it's not that they've been rude. I think they don't know if you don't whatever you know. They just don't know what have you done with your hands. And I mean it. That is the most precious thing that you have is your damn hand. And if you shake somebody's damn hand and you feel like shit and you don't wipe your ass with shit, ooh, Lord, how much I feel for your ass. Oh, I feel for your damn ass.
Speaking of hands,
I know you experienced that at work. Going to work at a place and then white women come in that restroom and they just be looking. They be looking so nice, but then when you go into that restroom with them, they don't wash their damn pants. Come on. I know you experienced that.
Yes. Please gotta wash their hands.
They would not wash. They would not wash their hands.
I mean, it's, oh, my gosh. They be thinking they be so clean. Do you hate that? You go behind them when they go to the restroom. Some of them be pushing to come out.
And then I remember how your ass looks. So when I see your ass again and you ain't wash your hands, I'm just going to look at you. If I start looking at you, you know what that means. That means that something you don't done that I've seen that you done that just wasn't right. And that's why I'm looking at your ass.
Yeah.
I may not say nothing to you because I don't know you. But I'm going to give you a strange look. And you're going to know what that strange look is. Oh, yeah, it's going to be one of the crazy looks. But, and you know what? We're going to talk about the stories. We're going to also talk about tonight of the stories of people that ride the damn city bus. You want to have a blast. You run into everything from spanking to funking to just everything on that damn city bus.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You got me scared.
You ride the bus and you ride the train, so you know how it is. You run into this. I mean, it's never a. Being on a public transportation, it's never a dull moment in history riding a bus. Somebody's going to do something. Somebody's going to start some kind of conversation with almost a damn ride going to end up breaking out on them damn buses.
Yes. Do y'all want to buy a ticket for $3?
I
said, let me check that day. I said, I ain't supposed to be buying no tickets in the date on the car. I said, boy, you ripped me off. I'm a, oh, Lord, I had to catch myself. But I said, let me see before I buy it.
Did you check the date?
Yeah, I checked the date. He was trying to get on his bus.
How much was it? How much was it all day paying? Look at all day paying.
Yeah, all day, $4. And I gave him $3. So I keep paying for dollars.
Oh, so you got it. So you got a little, you got a dollar out.
Yeah, got a dollar out. Should have given me $2.
Oh, you know, you got the deal.
Yeah, he wanted to figure it.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, you know what, that's not bad, $2 for all day pass, because we pay in Fort Worth, we pay $3 for all day pass. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, $3 for all day pass, it's a dollar off. And we can only ride that bus in Fort Worth. We can't ride it to Dallas. Now if you pay certain price, you can ride any train, any bus in Dallas in Fort Worth. But I think it's like what? $10 at $10. I knew it was something. Is it $10 for all day pass?
Uh huh. All day.
Wow. Man, but being on them down city buses, but I tell you what, we got this blind man. I was on the bus this morning, we got this blind man that be on the bus, and boy, I guess he go by your smell, because every time I get on the bus, he say, "Hey, DJ, down the beat, what's going on?" I'm like, "I'm blind, how the hell this nigga see me?" So I know he got to be going by, he go by a certain smell that he smell, because they say blind people can smell. Got that certain type of sense of smell that they can tell who you are. So I guess when I come on, he automatically know who I am. "Hey, what's up, DJ Dunny B, man? What's going on?" He said, "You still doing your radio show?" Yeah. So it's so crazy. And he always talk about, this man, he's so cool. I've been knowing him for a long time. So he is so cool. He's one of the coolest black men. He always talk about women. He want a woman to come over and cook for him. And he want a sexy, sexy woman.
I don't even know if it's sexy or not.
I don't know, but he knows. He can spot a woman from a mile away.
Oh.
I guarantee if he's seen you. That's the first thing he asked me 2 weeks ago. I told him, I said, "Yeah, I got a new co-host." "Oh, man, I know she got to be the most sexy co-host in the world. You going to give her number?" I said, "No, Roger, she married." Mr. Rogers, so damn cool. If you know, you got those kind of people that be on the buses. Them regular, normal, day to day people that be on the buses. They may be listening to my show, but I need to promote and tell them that they can. Some of the bus drivers, they can tune into my program. So, what's up to the T, the Dark, and the T? You want to say what's up to the Dark?
Hey, what's up, Dark? Y'all doing a good job
driving
them buses.
Ride the T and the Dark. All right, y'all, man. We're going to take it to some more music.
Hey, they got the American flag color. Red, white, and blue.
Oh, wait a minute. The Dark do?
No, the T-R-E.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. They sure do. You sure right about that. Have you ever wrote that T-R-E book?
Hey.
Oh, you have?
I want to ride it. I haven't got on
there. Man, I love that bus. I ride that bus all the time. For real, I ride that bus all the time.
Hey, all
right, man, we're gonna take it to a quick station break, y'all. You tune in to the Y'all News Gonna Be Radio Show right here, WB97FM. When we come back, we're gonna talk. We want people to call in, tell us what's up with y'all. What's going on with y'all, and let us know a little bit about what's going on with y'all. All right, we'll be right back.
Jay Carlin.
That's right. This is the Windy City Prince, Young Jay Static, and you are now tuned in to the hottest, and I mean the hottest, late night on the net with DJ Donnie B, the lovely Miss LG, along with John Williams, bringing you the most current news on the B97. Let's get it.
Yeah, let me see that booty rock.
Come on, Chaka.
Dirt Dollar, Metal Rose. This is just every
New York Dipper.
I'm Dirt Dollar and I really like the way you dance. That body banging, ma, I had to get a second glance. A business woman, boo, look at you.
you, you just own the moment. Turn around slow, wiggle, picture me up on it. And I love your tempo, move real slow. Go to the back like there it goes. You the type of chick, pay for. Go so thick, pay for. Drop to the stage, get paid, boo. Got to look what these bills do. Can't blame you, your bills do. I dare that they judge you. VIP, we love you. Round of applause with a booty clap. Left cheek, right cheek, throw it back like that. Work your body out like an average back.
Latino, black, white, Asian, and some of me committed. They put the pocket. cheese, that's a no-go. Got my baby mama on the phone, now that's a low blow. Snorting on cocoa, rolling on rim. Keep a joint up under my brim, I don't want it if she slim. Gotta have the right features, throw a one with the breeches. See my little boy teach on the pole.
Williams bringing you the most current news on the B97. Let's get it.
Hey. Johnny B's in the house. Johnny B's in the house. I'm crump. Man, it's a fucking boring Wednesday night. What the hell is really going on?
No. Stop. No. You know, we the bees, right? We be stanging. We keep a crunk around here. We don't
it's
keep the board.
It's Wednesday. Keep it
crunk every day. Every day,
say, I'm loving it. I can't complain. It ain't going to do no good to complain. I'm just not going to complain no more. All right, y'all, man. We're back here on the all-new B97 FM, the late night, with your boy, world-famous DJ Donnie B, along with my sexy, beautiful co-host, Miss L. In the building,
okay.
And we still talking about a hot topic tonight, and we're talking about when you go out to a restaurant, have you ever seen a roach in your plate? Damn, I want to know some crazy, sad, nasty stories tonight. I want y'all to call us right now. The phone lines are blowing up. 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. 215, we see you loud and clear. 202, we see you loud and clear, but we're going to take this next phone call real quick to my boy right here, Young Canna, from that 228 area code. Doing it real big. Welcome to the show, man. What's up, man?
What's up, man? What's up? This your boy, Young Canna, the real deal, a.k.a. Mr. I'm Lean. You know what I mean?
Hey,
Mississippi Finest. What's good, Donnie B?
Hold on for one second. You need to be our street team, man. You got that, man.
You do.
Say LG. He only got that strong voice. He could be out in the. He look like he got that street voice where you like. You know how when you be broadcasting live at the club, you hear it on the radio. Man, it's going down. Mm-hmm. It's going on. He got that voice for us, man. If you if you ever need a job, Young Canada, holler at your boy Dunby.
Man, I got you, Dunby. Man, check this out, man. I heard y'all talking about something about roaches in the plate. Let's talk about this. I actually work at a casino. I'm just not kidding off, right? Speaking of roaches, we had a customer tonight in my section. I'm a server in the buffet. I make tip money. You know what I mean? I stung for about $300 tonight. So, you know what I mean? Customer come to me and say, you know, my real name, Daryl. I'm going to put that on the line. They're going to let me know. You know what I mean? Everybody don't care. I don't care. Young Kenny, you call whatever. But anyways, the customer said, excuse me, Daryl. I said, yes, ma'am. How you doing? She said, I don't want to too much tell you this, but she picked the shrimp up. they had a roach the size of like the size of the first narrow of your point finger. So I looked at him, I said, hold on. I looked at it, the thing was still moving. The roach was still moving. So I take it, and the lady said, oh, I just want my money back. And you know, black folks, it was a black lady. You know how black people man. This lady called.
You know, they don't go off.
She said, I said, you want me to get the chef? She said, I don't want the chef. I want the manager. So I said, okay. She got the manager over there. I bought the manager over there. She said, would you eat here in the buffet? Do you eat here? The guy said, yeah, I eat it all the time. Well, would you eat here? Roach? The lady picked the roach up and showed and put it in his face. The guy said, oh, go get your
God.
So the man rolled up two, you know, free buffets. You know what I mean? She went about her business. She still gave me a $5 tip just for me going on with the situation. But I do understand that.
She got that free food.
Yeah, she got the free food, but see, that ain't nothing. See, I don't want too much talk about my place where I work in, but they need to get an exterminator in there real quick because they had roaches crawling up and down the wall today, too. And I killed my two of them today. cuz. And it's a casino now, man.
What is
the
place in here?
The place called Borovice. I'm going to let you know, Borovice Casino. Yes,
hey, wait, so what? Say, thanks for warning me about that, too.
Oh, my God.
Hey, well, check this out now to me. Hey, it is a slow Wednesday, but check this out. I'm going to tell you, every time y'all can in the rear did call Mr. I'm Leaning, you can put that I'm Leaning on any time and watch anybody that's listening to the radio station right now. On B97, they going to know what the deal is when you hear I'm Leaning on that thing, because you're going to get crunk. You're going to turn the station up. You're going to turn the volume up.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. We trying to do it big, man. We on every night at 10 o'clock, man. We doing our damn thing here, man. And people have been calling all across the country, man, representing for the city, man. I'm loving it, man.
Man, Mississippi on the map. My boy Tito Lopez, you know what I'm saying? He's straight from Gulfport, Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? He got that song. He signed up to Dr. Dre now. He got a song called Mama Proud. I just want my mama to be proud of me. Y'all going to hear it, you know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing right now. So, yeah. Salute to my man, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the old back burner clique. You know, B97, you know what I'm saying? Y'all holding me down. Y'all can't in the rear view. I just won first place at Open Mic Monday, you know what I mean? Out of 12 people, and I ain't never stepped foot in this place. I went in there, rocked the show, did my I'm Leaning song, my other songs I'm on it, killed the show, and they were like, first place, y'all can't in the rear view. And I was like, it wasn't nothing. I already knew I was going to win it.
Hold up, Johnny B. Hold up. I'm going to go and perform our favorite song. You didn't call to hit me and Dunny Bill. We want to go leave with you, too. That's wrong. It's me.
Oh, you
want to
leave
with me?
I want to come to Fort Worth. You know, I want to come down there and do a little couple shows. I mean, because I'm just an entertainer. That's what I do. I've been back for New York, Miami, but it's all about that money. So, I mean,
right.
But, hey, so yeah,
you
if you ain't that's the thing, man. I just tell
Texas,
all my... All my independent independent artists, if you out there on the grind and you trying to really do something to pursue your dream, keep grinding, keep hustling, don't give up, man. Keep God first.
Great.
Already, man, that's some fun, man, for real. So, man, let me ask you this, man, Young Cannon. Have you ever been to Texas before? At what point of Texas
I've been to Houston, Texas, because I got some kinfolk that stay down there in Houston. I've been to Corpus Christi. My daddy people stay up there. That's the only two places I've really been, actually, to be honest with
you.
I'm still in Mississippi.
So you got to come and be at the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah. Make some moves.
It's five for real.
I got to make some moves to get down there because, man, I mean, the way it sounded, but it sounded like y'all getting the truck down there. I mean, y'all playing me in rotation. I mean, down here in Mississippi, I mean, really, be honest with you, the DJs down here, they show love, but the radio station don't show love to the independent artists. That's the only thing about it. New Orleans.
Hey, man, get that. We gonna show love to everybody, man. For real, that's what it's all about. And all the independent artists out there, we let all the independent artists know. And the only thing we ask the independent artists to do is to support us. If we support you, we need y'all to support us. And how you support us? There's two ways you can support us. You can support us by telling your friends about the show. The more people know about the show, the bigger the show is. And that's what we tell you.
All right. That's 100, man. I appreciate y'all showing love. Like I say, as soon as y'all do it, we can get this Wednesday crunk. Man, put that I'm Leaning on. I bet you they gonna know what the business is.
Oh, man, you know, I gotta play that one. That's my favorite song right there, man. I gotta play that one probably in the middle, as soon as we, maybe about 11 after the hour, we'll play that one. That's my jam right there.
Hey,
Right here,
okay, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all showing love, man. You know what I mean? I'm gonna go ahead and go holler at my homeboy in the studio right now and make another hit, man. But y'all keep y'all head up. B97 down to B. Y'all know do, you know what I mean? Y'all stay up.
Say, do me a favor, man. Lean with it.
I'm gonna tell you right now, it'd be like this. I'm full of this, I'm full of that, I'm leaning, can't ball right, got one leaning.
Say, but you know what, man? On the same side, if you can get that song to the right person, that
song
right there can be a hit song. It's the right person.
You know the funny thing is, down to be not to cut y'all. I don't even see this thing though. I don't even curse in none of my music, man. That's the funny thing. Any song,
yeah, I noticed that.
I don't do no cursing in none of my music. Any song I send to you, I tell people before they get on the song, dude, I ain't cursing in none of my songs. I said, because first of all, the reason why I don't curse because I want it to be already edited for the radio. So as soon as they be like, yep, you got a song for me, whoop, give it to me, be clean cut. You know what I mean? That's just me. Any artist that feel, I mean, every artist got different things to express their feelings, how they doing on their raps. You know what I mean? That's just me. I don't curse in my music.
But you know what, man? But you know what? It's funny you say that, man. That's a good point you brought up. And I tell every independent artist this, man. You can express how you feel without all that cursing on it. You can,
exactly.
I mean, you can do that. If you mad at the world, you can express how you feel by you being mad at the world without all that cursing. And that's the real.
You know who taught me that, Donna B, and I ain't gonna hold you up. You know who taught me that? It's a guy named Kevin Owens. He was a backup singer for Luther Vandross when I was up in New York. I was at Atlantic Records. I sat down and I talked to him. And I was sitting there talking to the chairman, Craig Calvin. You know what I mean? I was sitting there talking to this man. So he was like, Cannon, I love your music. You don't curse in it. That's a good way to keep on going to pursue your dream. I mean, every artist got a different way of pursuing, you know what I mean? Like putting their words up on the music, you know what I mean? But that's just me. I'm an LL Cool J fan. That's my idol, and that's what I look like. So I'm just going to let y'all know that. I'm going to see y'all bio also. I'm going to see y'all bio, man.
Oh, all right, then. Do that, man. We're going to definitely invite you to come back on the show, man. You know you can call anytime you want to, man.
All right, appreciate it. Y'all be up. B97, you know what it is. One.
Hey. Already. That's our boy Young Cannon doing it real big. Doing it real big right here on the B97 FM, man. I tell you what we're going to do. I see that we got floods of phone calls coming in, and we're going to get y'all in a minute. It's that time of the hour now where we have to check in with our main man to find out what's going on in the world of news. We got our main man, John Williams. This news is brought to you by the B97 FM, the late night show. When it comes down to your breaking news, we're going to our main man, John Williams. Take it away, John Williams.
What's up, my man? Y'all got a crunk tonight. How y'all doing tonight?
Man, we crunk as hell.
Yeah, crunk
Wednesday.
Hey,
the LG.
Hey.
Yeah. Man, y'all got it going on already, man. That's what's up, man. It's been a wonderful day today, beautiful day. In our news today, news brought to you by the B97FM, and this is a news update tonight. What we're going to have tonight, brought to you by Associated Press, St. Louis, Republican Todd Akin. Definitely want to hear what's going on with his campaign. And also in New York Times, Romney opens up a little more about his religion. And something about Prince Harry from ABC News. I think you want to definitely keep it locked on what happened with these photos of Prince Harry. Also, in Republicans, Americans tuned out Afghan war as fight rages on. And also Obama warns of military action on Syria over chemical weapons. And in our 2-minute drill in sports, find out what a Jacksonville Jaguars going to be playing for a home game. And also NFL in the news and a little bit of NASCAR. So keep it locked on WB97 FM.
All right, man. Thank you, John Williams, for that info right there. When it comes down to all the breaking news right here, you definitely get to my main man right here, John Williams, who keep us abreast on what's happening when it comes down to the world of news, man. We definitely will be checking in with you later on in the broadcast, man.
All right. Keep it locked.
All right. That's our main man right there. All right, y'all. I'm still tripping off of the fact that, LG, that we have Nicki Minaj will be one of the new judges. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
What is up with that? New judge.
It's an American Idol. That, you know, Mariah Carey don't like her. So,
whoa.
I want to see how they're going to get along.
That's going to be very interesting because Nicki Minaj, I can honestly God tell you, she don't bite her tongue.
Mm.
if you know Nicki Minaj, she already have a nasty attitude.
You
tell
me she's
all
in her face. You tell me she's doing her face in her videos. It's scary. I'm scared of her.
She can play. But you know what? I got a good role for her. She can play one of them female moms in a movie, and everybody will be running from her.
Yeah.
And she don't even have to worry. Oh, no, but check this out. She don't even have to worry about wearing no mask because she got a mask on right now. So, for real, serious, she don't even have to worry about wearing no mask. They don't have to worry about nothing with her because just her face and her expression and her face. It tells it out. Oh yeah, the green. Man, but I never seen nobody change his color like that. Girl changed his mo color with her hair. One minute she wearing pink,
she's selling pink body doll.
But I think she loves. She's in love with women. I'm gonna have to
see
that. I heard that she loves. She don't even look like the type. I don't know. I think maybe she's scared of men the way the men don't want to deal with her. They probably scared of her because I'm gonna go get me a woman. But that's how men.
She's trying to act like what's her name, Lakeem. She wanna be another Lakeem. So I'm sorry, she can't replace Lakeem. You know Lakeem. That's the queen of the beat, so she can replace her no matter what. I don't like Nicki Minaj rap.
There used to be a radio show on this station right here on Blog Talk Radio, and she used to have a show on her. I don't know if it was her show. I think it was somebody else's show, but they had her. They was a representative for her. And I listened to that show one day, and I said, never ever would I listen to that show again. That had to be the most worst program in the history. And they called the show Representing Nicki Minaj, and they even called the show Nicki Minaj Show.
What?
Yeah, they called the show
Nicki Minaj No Show.
it was a no show hot mess. How about that? It was such a hot mess. All they were doing was talking about sex, and they sound more like teenagers, though. They sound like they was born like in the 14, 15, 16 years old. Talking about sex, and some girl would be on there, like she would Nicki Minaj cussing people out. And so one particular day, I called in. Boy, I made a big mistake calling in to that show. They cussed me out so bad.
You do something crazy.
Oh, we know who you are. I listened to your show before. I said, well, who am I speaking with? Nicki Minaj? Yeah, don't worry about who you're speaking to. What do you want? And everybody that called into the show, they was cussing them out. But they was getting, I ain't gonna lie, they was getting the rain. I said, now let there be somebody like me cuss somebody out. Everybody in the world, everybody in mama stop listening to my show.
Oh, my gosh.
But everybody was cussing everybody out on this Blog Talk Radio show. I never forget. I thought it was crazy.
I mean, I told her, I don't like you.
And now we got to see her ugly butt on TV. I really want to know how that's going to play out. But you know what?
I want to watch it too, but I hate to see her attitude. It makes me just want to go inside of this screen and just choke her, like just grab her by the knee.
Hold on for one second.
B97 FM.
All right, then. That's our station identification right here on W97 FM. We are your 24-hour music station doing it real big. Big shout-out to Young Cannon for calling in and our newsman that just called in earlier tonight. And he'll be back later on in the broadcast to give us more. But we're going to take a quick station break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Elton John. More music, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is PJ Earthman. Well, all the hits you love to hear. Be sure to keep us locked in at p97radio@gmail.com. Check out the website at p97.com. Just remember, you're keeping it locked down with your number one radio station.
B97 FM.
Shine on the beat.
Hey, it sounds like money right here. Operation Takeover. Y'all know I'ma hold it down on this one. They gon' be mad at this one. I'm taking over these streets with this one.
Tell you where I'm from. Dirty South raised. Now look what I've become. CEO. take my income. Fuck a major deal. I do this shit for real. You pussies out here chasing fame. I'm out here trying to pay the bills. Independent man, I'm trying to hustle up a million. You trying to buy your bitch some shoes. I'm trying to buy another grill. King Trill, I'm here. The new face of this rap game. The one they feel. I want the money and the power. Fuck a rap career. Probably the hardest rap artist to come out in years. If you don't work, you don't eat, this how it is. On these streets, you gotta grind hard 7 days.
To the hottest, and I mean the hottest, late night on the net with DJ Donnie B, the lovely Miss LG, along with John Williams, bringing you the most current news on the B97. Let's get it.
Hey. We back with our little radio drop right there. What you think about that? Big shout out to Young J for doing that radio drop for the show. And every time, that's our permanent drop now. So you can always tell when we coming back on the radio. When you hear that drop, what you think about that?
Man, I love it. I love it. He did the same. Big shout out. And also, big shout out to King. What's name? King Mature. Groundheart. You know, he put me on a lot of this too, so I got to give a big shout out to him.
Oh, man, that's what's up. I definitely got to say, I want to go to an email real quick. We got a couple different emails coming in. I want to say a big shout-out to LaShonda. She's listening to us right now. She represents Galveston, Texas. She said that she loved the show. She's been checking us out all week, and she said, you go, girl. You are representing for the ladies. What do you think about the LB?
Hey. Speaking of ladies.
Speaking of ladies,
what do you think about that Missy Tuesday?
Man, Missy Tuesday. Y'all did Missy Tuesday last night. It was off the chain. Everybody and mama was calling in, giving us some wild stories of Missy Tuesday. Man, it was crazy because I don't know. I'm like you. I think Missy Tuesday is going to be my favorite.
Yeah,
because we was calling people up. We was starting some shit. Boy, we was starting some shit last night. When we started some shit last night?
Yeah.
And big shout out to DJ. Man, I got to say a big shout out to DJ Earthman. Big shout out to everybody at the B97 chat room that's listening to us. We got a lot of people in the chat room right now at the B97 FM listening to the show. Y'all can also listen to the rerun of this program I think it's 7 o'clock. I don't know. I just never know when. I'm gonna be honest with you. I never know when DJ Earthman gonna put that show on. So I don't even promote the time because I don't even know what time he gonna put it on. Cause he put it on different times. But I will say one thing: that y'all can always tune in to us right here on this station, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m.
Yes.
Permanent time. We're gonna go live to the phone lines. We got our boy with live standing live with us right now, DJ AB, the University DJ, live with us right now on the late night with Dunny B and LG. Welcome to the show, DJ AB. Like I said,
man, y'all supposed to be hype on the show, man. Y'all sound like, what's going on, man? I heard y'all were talking about roaches, man. What's going on, man? What's up with the roach thing, man? Like, for real,
LD,
yo.
Yeah.
Like, really?
LD,
like,
had
really?
A bad story.
I have started from again.
He really have.
Y'all.
Say, man, I know you got some stories, man. I know something happened to you that was so down disgusting that you really don't want to talk about it, but you'll talk about it anyway.
Oh, I'm not about, but I'm going to
talk
about
the roach story.
Okay. I went to KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ooh,
that
KFC,
we used to have that. No, hold on. I went to KFC. You know what I'm saying? Got me a little 3-piece chicken, you know, biscuit, coleslaw, whatever. And this couple had bought something. I think it was an 8-piece chicken with all of whatever they got. And all of a sudden, when she picked up her chicken, a worm came out.
Ew.
I know y'all want to hear that, but yeah, it came out. So I took the knife and I cut it in half. I say, are y'all for real? So the wildlife say, I know y'all just not got no goddamn worms in my goddamn mouth. I say, oh Lord. I say, oh my goodness.
Now, we need to let the people know what location.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
So, now it got shut down because the employees were doing something. They had no business.
Good.
On the side. So, they fired the manager, the shift manager, all the employees. Well, I don't know if they got the income check or not, but now it's pretty much back up as Golden Chicken now, so they got rid of KFC. We'll never have that again. So now with this time, the Golden Chicken, they did a grand opening, and they chicken kind of they trying to make their chicken close to Church's Chicken. What they trying to wish they never will, but you know, a 3-piece chicken with fries, I think with drink cost $8.
Wow! But you know what, man? I've never been a Church's Fried Chicken eater. I've never really been the type to eat. They food's all right, but it's not really.
It's so greasy.
I mean, Church has been around for a while. I mean, they've been around longer than KFC and
now Popeye Fried Chicken. It's only popping. I love me some Popeye Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm. See, Popeye started coming around to like after like 97, 98. That's when Popeye started coming along. But now they seen how Church was doing their chicken, so they started copying what Church was doing, having spicy chicken and regular chicken.
Right. But you know who got some good chicken? If you ever get a chance, y'all go to Lisa Fry's Chicken. I ain't gonna lie. I can't stand their attitude, but they damn chicken is off the chain.
I'm gonna tell y'all something. The best chicken in Dallas in the whole entire area is Rufus Chicken.
Hey. Yeah,
never,
right
now.
I ain't never heard of that.
I
don't see
that one.
I'm about to go check
Rufus
out and check
it out. Dollar B. Bro, it be packed on Friday night.
Woo!
Going up right the road. You
tell them
that
you have that whole road blocked
off.
Oh,
block
off.
Wow.
Yeah,
that line
be long.
I'm about to go check that whole place out. Y'all bragging about that food. It must be good.
No, I'm serious. This thing is packed every day. Not once a week, every day. And they sit there until they get their chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Long be long, right?
They need to pay. Y'all just did a major advertisement right here on the radio. They need to pay y'all for that. they don't got them a free plug for free.
hey, DJ, AD, who did this song, Big Tuck?
Yeah.
Big Chuck.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Big Chuck came out with something. Do he own the place?
Wow. That did it right there. Wow. But yeah, man, it'd be like 50, be about 50 cars, you know, one side of the road and one line, standing lines that way gets chicken.
Man. I gotta go to Korea. I mean, I gotta go.
I can say
that
chicken good. I can say that chicken good, but anything but come between Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Sweet Georgia Brown run the whole south, run that whole side of that area. Period.
Now, where's that place located?
Right there off of Bonneview, right off of Bonneview and Luxwell.
Wow. We gonna start. It's another place here in Fort Worth, and what we need to start doing, y'all, and we can all get together and do this, we need to start going out to different restaurants and doing, like, you be out on location, man, they can pay you and pay the show for us to go out there and do a live remote from out there to kind of tell people about it. Because you just gave new business to this company that I never heard of. Now you making me really want to come to Dallas just to go there to that place just to eat that food.
Mm-hmm. So I got a question. Y'all still got
know.
The HO? What's that? Y'all still got the HO place, burger place out there?
No. I never heard of.
What is it called? I don't like to say. I know we on radio. It's called the Whole Burger. What y'all got?
I go to. Now I'm gonna tell y'all who's kicking ass right now, but I think they say food tastes nasty. They don't taste nasty, but I'm not really a big person for this food burger place. It's called In-N-Out Burger.
I've never been there.
I'm gonna tell y'all, it's good. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Don't get me wrong. It's good.
Don't get surprised. Surprise name.
I'm going to McDonald's.
Whatever you do, stay away from the damn fries, man. What you do is go get the burger and then go next door to Wendy's over here by my house because we go to Wendy's over here and get their fries.
Well,
to go.
The best
you
one I know. Well, they just built one out of 35 in the store, though. But the best one in the whole Dallas area is the one out of 75.
Okay.
They don't leave their meat out. They cook it, like, right there and then give it to you. Not wait 30 minutes later and you're getting a dried-out burnt burger with fries and a drink.
Now, are we talking about In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, In-N-Out Burger. There's one in the Soto, one out of 75, one in Fort Worth. There's one.
No, it's got to be two in Fort Worth.
Yeah,
there's
going to be two out there. It's going to be more than three out there in Fort Worth. I know that for sure. They gonna put one downtown, that's for sure.
But downtown, you think one Fort Worth? Nah, I don't think we're gonna have an In-N-Out Burger downtown Fort Worth.
Man, just go to Google Maps. You'll see how many In-N-Out places on the map.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You're telling me that they think about putting an In-N-Out Burger in downtown Fort Worth?
Anywhere, it's gonna be not in, but close. Not too far from where they can go get something to eat. It's pretty much majority gonna get today. It's about to spread. Now it's in the photo.
But I can understand. I tell you, man, from the beginning, the place was big. A lot of people came out to it. But now, when you go to In-N-Out Burger, you don't see that many people there. I mean, you see people there, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
When you go out there. So I'm thinking that they probably not gonna have that many people. I mean. Come out there. I mean, because to me, I look at it like this. A burger is just a burger, really.
Thank you. A gridiron burger.
Save my money. Now, I think what I want. I want some soul burgers.
Ooh.
Fish.
Put on the grill.
Y'all making me hungry. Let me start talking about all this damn food. See, DJ AB don't start this son talking about all this damn food and stuff. Now, for real, y'all got me really wondering about this burger place over there in Dallas. And I may end up catching a damn train just to go to that burger place just to get a taste of that burger.
But
yeah,
I have to say, though, man, just, I tell a lot of people, just, why would you go eat? KFC is in a lot of trouble because on the KFC, I know that still now, it's off of 35 in the Soto. It's been there for a minute. But the one back towards 45 is no longer back that way. Besides Kaufman, like, you go toward Houston and those places. But far as, like, around between Wasatchie and Ennis and Cross County, no.
Wow. That's crazy. Go ahead.
We need one in Cross County.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story. When we come back from the break after we get to put our news and stuff, I'm gonna tell y'all a story of what happened to me in Coffee Canada and reason why I don't like Coffee Canada today. I'm gonna tell you the story. I went out there one time. I ain't been back out there no more. And I'm gonna tell you why. Coming up next in 20 minutes, right here on the B97. My experience of being in Costa Cana, it was not a good one. So y'all got to hear this. Coming up next in 20 minutes on the B97. Your boy Dunby gonna tell you his experience. And it was so funny because my nephew came over here today from out of town. And can you remember the situation that happened with me and him in Costa Rica? But guess what? Y'all got to wait for 20 minutes when y'all hear that. Y'all tune in to the all new WB97. We're going to take a quick station break. We'll be right back on WB97.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Just the Windy City Prince, Young J Static in the building, rocking out, swagged up with the one and only DJ Donnie B and co-host, the lovely Miss LG, right here on the B97. You dig?
All right, y'all, man. Coming up next, man, we got our main man coming up. He's going to be coming up with the entertainment, with the news you can use, breaking news. It's 15:17 after the hour. We'll be right back with Mo on the B97 FM News coming up next.
They keep reminding your man, you gotta make it through schemes. In the bullshit they boast, just to prove that you can. I'm just stuck on adventures, niggas stuck in the trenches. Afraid to advance forward, losing their senses. Music advancing while others get benched with those who pretend this musical nexus. See the innocent dying while my skills are reviving. Got the mind of a pirate, yeah, I just want it all. Middle finger to liars, I'm on that honesty rhyming. They don't do shit, but ruin music divine. Make millions and serve all as my only assignment. Used to hang with the gangsters, now I'm rolling with titans. We gon' conquer the world, skyscrapers we giants. Overseas businesses, different jets when we flying. Because
I'm a skyscraper, trying to earn paper.
In the booth till I'm sitting in the Grammy seat. I work hard, you should know about the A&T. Shorty gonna be whipping hard in the AMG. Been through hell, so grandma said a prayer for me. When I make it there, I remember who was there for me. We gon' live this life like everything on this earth is free. Shorty, you can back it up, go ahead, back it up. It's a party over here, we keep the glasses up. We gon' be sky high when they ask for us. $300 bottles with some plastic cups, Bentleys, Lamborghinis, mansions, and G5s. Imagine that, cause all we see is the street crime. So I grind hard, just for those days. Keep faith, well I continue to say.
I'm a skyscraper, tryna earn paper.
Going down right here. You're tuning into the late night with Dunn B. Miss LG in the building.
Hey, yeah.
And it's definitely going down right here. Miss LG, the biggest thing that's been happening, before we get ready to go to our newsman, the biggest thing that people feel talking about is West Nile virus. This West Nile virus is getting so crazy. Have you noticed that?
Yes. I've been spreading a lot of calls. Like,
yeah, like,
they're trying to get business.
I think they... You know what I think? I think they're trying to kill us all.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think they're trying to get rid of us.
Yeah.
This is our way to, this is our way to get rid of black people, you color people.
All right, that's
hey, that's almost got right food poisoning.
I know, man. And I'm telling you, it's some kind of conspiracy thing going on. All right, we're going to have some comments right now. It's time for us to get ready for our news you can use right here on WB97FM. We'll keep you abreast on what's happening in the world of news. And we're getting ready to go live to my boy right now. John, will you have the latest update on what's going on in the news? What's going down, man?
Hey, what's up? I do want to say this, because you were talking about that West Nile virus. I do want to say this to keep everybody updated on that just a little bit. If you have been, like, bitten by a mosquito or something and, you know, you starting to feel, like, nauseous and, you know, different unusual feelings and stuff like that, you should, you know, go to the doctor and, you know, let them know. Also, if you have, like, swelling, you know, if you get bit or something like that, you have like swelling that lasts a little bit longer than what you think it should be, or if it's knotted up or something like that, almost like you're taking a TB test, definitely go to your closest doctor, nearest doctor, and get yourself checked out for possible virus. So that's just another.
And one more thing, man. Today's update about that about the West Nile virus, man. If y'all haven't heard the news, they had one more person that died from it on today in Dallas, Texas, man. So that's how serious this West Nile virus is. That is, it's killing people left and right, man. They got one case that they investigate in Fort Worth. So again, man, everybody that's listening to this radio show, or listen to the podcast, or listen to us on WB97FM, make sure you be, especially if you're in the Dallas, Fort Worth area, make sure you be very careful, man. They're going to be doing another ground spraying this week in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Now, one more city. Now, I've heard also some updates, man, in your city, John Williams, that they're going to do some errand spraying in your city. Have you heard that?
Yeah, it's been talked that they're going to, you know, do some ground spraying and possibly.
No, they're going to, yeah. They're going to be doing that, man. So we're going to keep y'all abreast on that, man. But this West Nile virus is serious, everybody. So y'all make sure y'all be very careful with what's happening, man, because people are dying left from right. And they said it's over.
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't want to say how many cases are all across the country, man, this is going on. So it's getting really bad. But what else you got in the world of news, man, that we need to know about?
Well, this is a news update brought to you by WB97FM. John Williams. Didn't Reverend Chronicles report Americans tuned out Afghan war as fighting rages on? Cabal, Afghanistan, it once was President Barack Obama war of necessity. Now it's America's forgotten war. The Afghan conflict generates barely a whisper on the U.S. presidential campaign trail. It's not a hot topic at the office water cooler or in the halls of Congress, even though more than 800,000 or 80,000 American troops are still fighting here and dying at a rate of one a day. Americans show more interest in the economy and taxes than the latest suicide bombing in the different distant lands. They're more tuned in to the political ad war playing out on television than the deadly fight still raging for the Taliban. Also, the New York Times report today, Obama warns of military action on Syria over chemical weapons. President Obama on Monday threatened military actions against Syria. There was evidence that the government of President Bashar al-Assad was moving into stock of chemical or biological weapons. It was Mr. Obama's most strict warning of America's invasion in Syria. And that's been a news update you can use on the hour with John Williams, brought to you by WB 97 FM. Keep it locked.
Right. That boy right there, man, that was just good. That was good information right there.
Yes.
You can tune in to WB 97 News Update with your boy, John Williams, on the hour, every, 45 minutes on WB 97 FM, man. And we're talking about tomorrow night, y'all. We're going to get into a very important, a very heavy topic, and we're going to talk about who paid child support. It seems to be a big thing going on, LG, that a lot of the women, and I don't know if you're going to agree with me or not, don't believe in paying child support. A lot of women feel that a man should pay child support, but if the woman has kids, they don't think that they should have to pay child support because they had the baby. What are your thoughts?
Tina, a lot of these men is just using men, you know, just to get back at them.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's going to be, you're right. And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about that tomorrow night on W97 FM. And we're
going to
I would like to bring a couple different people on the show to talk about that. I want to bring some people on the program to talk about why is it so important that we pay child support, that the men and women pay child support. You know me, I'm a firm believer whoever got the kid, that other person should be the one that pay child support. And I think that's a very important topic that we need to bring up because it's a responsibility of everybody that have kids to pay their support.
That's right.
That's what I'm a firm believer of. So we're going to be talking about that and stuff. And I'm quite sure my main man right here would like to get into that, especially John Williams. I'm bringing both of the fellas on right now and give us their input about that. Especially my boy John Williams, he got kids too, so I think we need to bring him in on this conversation right here because he do have custody on one of his kids. Hey, John Williams, a news fan. We probably talking about your favorite topic now, man. We talking about child support, man, and you as a single father, man, are you paying child support?
You know, it's horrific to note that I have three sons, and when people look at me, or if I'm with either one of my children, they think that they're like my brothers or something, or friends, because you know, Lil John, which is the oldest, which is about to be 18, in October, you know, he stands just as tall as me, and the one who you're speaking of, who I have custody of, Isaiah. He just turned 16 as of last month, and you know, he stands taller, you know. So, but it's really a challenge, you know, when you raise a young black men, especially when you want them to. Because when I was 16, I promised myself that because I didn't know my father. Then I learned who my father was later. But it's a challenge because I promised myself that my children would definitely know me if I wasn't with their mother or whatever. But then she later put me on this child support, and I am on child support, but I actually don't pay anything.
Is it? I want to ask you this, man, and I know LG probably got a couple questions for you too, man. Being a single father out there paying child support, man, did you find it a beautiful experience for you because you know you're doing something that's going to help benefit your child? Do you look at it in that perspective?
Well, speaking from my experience, you know, my son's really already taken care of. They got money coming to them, which I inherited through from my father. So I think it's a wonderful thing. But given my situation that happened to me, you know, and any parent definitely want to help store up for their child. Because in the end, you know, it says once adult, twice child. You know, you're born and, you know, your parents have to take care of you. When you come out, your children got to take care of you. Coming in, you have to be taken care of going out. So with that in mind, you know, that's what we build for, you know, regardless of if the situation don't work out with the relationship between the mother and the father, but you still have that added responsibility to take care of, of that responsibility. And I think it just shows parenting skill, and it shows, you know, discipline as well, you know.
Right.
You know, we always often worry about what she's doing with it or whatever, or if it's vice versa, you know. To make food where it goes.
Right.
So that's the whole generosity. And by me having custody of my son and a judge looking at, hey, they're twice in Denton County, and this is one of the notorious places to do any kind of legal work as far as dealing with CPS or children or whatever.
I agree with you on that, man. And we're gonna set up a forum just specific for this, man, because I'm gonna bring some young fathers on here and to talk about that. I think that's very important for us to talk about, especially being a black man. What are we saying as a young black man in this society on taking care of our child and making sure that our child grow up to be a responsible young black man? Because we know when you have to look at that. You have to look at the situation. And we're gonna bring DJ AB. DJ AB, do you have kids too, man?
I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna give my whole perspective that a lot of females do try to catch on, and a lot of fellas that don't catch on to what they really see.
Mm-hmm.
I can say 75%, close to 8%, women look for that one ticket to try to get a man in a certain situation that he can't get out of. That's his kid, but they turn around and say it ain't his kid. But now, then you got men that look for that one female they try to get with and they see, but it turns out good for that certain couple of months. But now, so when it comes down the line to something change, so when you start seeing that lady start doing something different, then that fella's going to start acting different himself. That's when he can stop not caring. He's going to want to do something else, be with another person. All of a sudden, now he got another child on the way. So you trying to keep up from trying to finding that out instead of you just telling the truth and be done with it. Now you put yourself in the bus, so now when she leaves you, now that puts you on child support. And
yeah,
I tell a lot of fellas that if you got a child, take care of your business. If you see she's not doing what she's supposed to do, then you need to go to him about that in court. Don't sit there and wait the last minute trying to say this and say that and then say he say she was doing this, not doing that, and all of a sudden she's doing drugs.
True.
Ain't no telling what they got going on around your child.
It's so funny. You know what, man? You bring up a really, really good point, because we've been talking, me and some more people have been talking about that all this week, on how important is it for the father and the mother to be able to be there for their child, because you don't know what situation your child is going through. You don't know what situation your child is going through, and when you're not there, anything can happen to that child. And that's the reason I tell young black men and young black women, how important is it for us to take the responsibility? Why should we have the government coming in our business telling us how to raise our kids? Why should we have the government in our business telling us we got to pay child support? Why can't we can't be a society of young black men and young black women and say, hey, you know what? We're taking the responsibility for ourselves, and we are going to pay child support on our own. We don't need nobody coming into our relationship telling us that we have to pay. But you know what? We have to do that now, because a lot of the young black men are not paying child support. A lot of the women are not paying child support.
But I put it like this. If a man taking care of his child, why should he be on child support? You know, if he bound for their child, taking them out, you know, doing his responsibility, why still be on child support? Only thing I just want to know, what's going on with the money? You know, is he women taking this money, you know, spending on their child? Are they going out there, you know, get their hair done and nails done? Do you do that? That happen, you know. To be on child support, they just taking money. Don't think about the child. They think about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I can say this.
This is what a lot of people. I can answer that, and a lot of people don't know this. But this is what the child support money is for. A lot of people think that the child support money is just specific for their kid, but it's for everything that goes on with their child, from the light bill may need to be paid. That money is for anything that got to do with. And who taught me this was the people from the child support office. Told me what that money is for. That money is specific for that child needs from. If the lights need to be paid for, they take that money out for that. So now it's not supposed to be for that parent. But here's the deal: a lot of people don't know if that child has been taken care of and that child have everything they need. Some people feel, and this is just not my opinion, but this is what some people are saying. Some people feel that, why come the parents, the mama can't use it for her benefit? If she's already taking her money and she's taking care of that child, fully taking care of that child, that means that child ain't going. That child don't have to be going for nothing. That child got shoes. That child got clothes. He got food. As long as that child is taken care of like that, some people feel that. The parents should have the right to do what they want with the money. What do y'all? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? That's just a personal opinion that some people that I have heard have said.
Well, you know, if I might add my,
we're gonna do it. And everybody's listening. We're gonna do a full topic on this because this is a very important topic. I think we need to really. I think we're gonna have a lot of calls on this if we really play in this one. But go ahead,
I think one thing the brother added that he mentioned, you know, even with fathers and parents, you know, when it comes down to really just going to court, it's like a deterrent. It's like already we've been on the move. This, you know, we don't want to deal with that from the jump, and then so we automatically feel, you know, threatened, and then you know. We don't already want to go to, you know, deal with courts or nothing like that. So it already turns you off right there. You know, then when you have to deal with, you don't know how long they've been together, been with, you know, family, and then that outside stuff. But the first thing is, you know, if you're thinking that she or he's doing this and that with the money, you know, you're a parent too. You know, some of your chromosomes, you know, they got your blood. So you can go to court. And you can dispute your case, but some of the things that we don't do as men in our community, as black men, is we don't deal with, but we don't take time to learn and understand what it is. And a lot of times they'll help you to go through the whole process. You know, I learned that to be through CPS. That's how I learned. I learned everything, what to do and what not to do. But here they come.
Me too. I agree with you on that. I'm one of them parents that did the same thing. That learned from, you know, from CPS, too, when I got custody of my little 5-year-old. Like I said, I've been having my 5-year-old since he's been 3 months old, okay? I've been taking care of him since he's been 3 months, but I got custody of him when he's 6 months old. So he's been part of my life all of my life.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
But, that's what know, that, 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 and, that. So, you know, and my thing is, everybody thinks that the fathers out there are not taking care of their responsibility, but you actually got a lot more fathers out there that are taking care of their responsibility and that are doing the right thing. But those fathers don't even get spotlighted, don't even get the recognition that they need to get, that they deserve to get, because we're so busy focusing on the negative side of the fathers who don't take care of their business. But what about the fathers that do take care? And we focus on the one that are taking care of. We're gonna find out that there are more fathers out there that are taking care of their responsibility than there is than there not. What are y'all?
Okay, this is the question I want to really get out. I want to say, as far as the lady perspective, say we do have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you take care of it. Make sure we get you money, whatever you need. So you keep calling us every time we out trying to do something to help our child, but just say you need money this week, later come back say you need money for this, but she won't tell us what it's for. So that's why I tell our fellas, okay, where's the receipt at? So you got to have some type of proof
for make your situation better. I think there's some that's a place you can go to get that taken care of. A woman ain't doing her job to what she says she's doing with the money. That's mm-hmm. what you can get for custody of that child from her.
Mm-hmm.
She can get mad, she can get pissed, she can get exhausted, she can do what she wants, say he hit me or whatever. It's going to be some type of excuse to keep you trying to have your child the way it needs to be treated when he grows older. Because he's going to catch on to everything you're doing, all the cussing and the yelling and the yelling in the bedroom and this tearing out, trying to get to a big argument. Then you're scaring your own child.
But you know what, mm-hmm. man? That's why it's important, even if y'all ain't together. And I think this is a very important that you build that relationship with the person that you had that baby by. Because my little boy mama, she paid child support to me. Yeah. And that's how I was able to know, and I didn't even know women can pay child support. I thought it was just, you hear so much about child support, but I never even knew that women pay child support. So this is a learning experience for me. I'm a full-time father. I take care of my son full-time. Still work, still doing what I'm doing. So I feel like this, man. As long as you're doing the right thing, taking care of the child, I make sure that my little boy goes to the doctor, the dentist. I make sure that he got everything he's there. When he comes to school, I make sure that he got everything he needs for school. I want to... Yeah, my son say, make sure he don't hurt himself, but make sure everything. And I think that's important to really build that relationship with the person that you used to be with. Still have that relationship, and I think that's one of the biggest problems is that even if y'all ain't together, you still need to have that relationship as far as you know, because that's gonna always be your baby mama. That's not always gonna be your baby daddy. So you need to always have some kind of relationship. Y'all may not be together, but for that child's sake, try to get along specific for that child. It ain't easy. I'll be the first to tell you, it's not easy. Trust me, I still do stuff. But you have to have that relationship, that open communication with the person that you used to be with, especially if you got a kid by them. See, because once you have a kid by that person, you're going to have to deal with that person for the rest of your life, whether you want to or not. So you might as well go ahead on and focus on that. And then another thing, this is what I tell everybody. This has to be a learning experience for me. I heard some people saying this week, people need to start doing a background check. I think LG said a background check. But I do think it's important. If you don't have a baby by this person, before you even get into that relationship with this person, find out what type of person this person mm-hmm. is. Ask questions to the family. Ask questions to the friends that know this person, man. Because when you get into these, that's the biggest problem. When you get into these relationships with these women, or these women get into these relationships with these men, then next thing you know, y'all having a baby by the one that get hurt the most is the child. You ain't gonna get hurt. It's gonna be the child that's gonna get hurt, and the child is gonna be the really? One. So I think it's really important, and this is real talk for real. But we talk about some real, sort of real life topics tonight, and I think it's really important, man, that us, especially as young black men and young black women, really, really focus on the real deal. What's the real deal? And we got to realize, once that child come in this world, guess what? It is no longer about you.
That's right.
It is no longer about you. It's about that child.
That child.
Making sure that child gets whatever he needs to get. I think we need to remember that, man. I think if we do that, then I think we'll help us. It'll be so much better. What y'all think about it, fellas and ladies?
I'm gonna put it to you like this. I'm gonna make it real simple. I'm gonna make it real short what y'all gonna say. I'm gonna put it like this. I'm gonna break it down real quick.
Hey DJ, we told kids.
I ain't got no kids. I can relate. The person I was with, I was with for 2 years. She has a child, but I treat her like she's mine.
Right. That's
and,
good.
But the person I was with, she wasn't doing that. She was cussing at her. She kept making her feel down. Wasn't making her feel happy.
Aww.
And so I have to keep that from happening from her. So I have to keep her safe. Do your homework. do the other stuff, you know what I'm saying? I even take her with me just to get away from her because it's more refreshing her the more she get older. But by the time she graduates, she going to be wondering why you do it when all this when I was little. Then it's going to be you in the long run when that stuff coming. Then it's going to, you going to freeze because you going to reason why you doing this. You're going to say you sorry. I'm telling you now, if you don't spend time with your child like you're supposed to, if it's at a baseball, you got to be at a conference with your child, go. Because if you don't, and she goes, and she don't like what you see, it's a whole nother ball game. I'm not saying I'm not there across the world. I'm just saying from my point of view. Spend time with your
child.
But
you know what? It's good that we got people like you that's doing that, man. We need more. And that's what we should call this topic, stepping up to the plate. We need more of our young black men stepping up to the plate. We don't need no wimps. We need real young black men to step up to the plate like John Williams doing, like DJ AB's doing. DJ AB's taking care of somebody. He ain't even his kid, but he's still taking care of. And that's the beautiful thing about it is, man, we have to have more of that, y'all. You definitely tune in to the Hours of Late Night Show with your boy, world famous DJ Dunna B, right here on the Beat 97 FM. And again, man, we talking about some real important topics. But go ahead on, you and AB kind of talk about that real quick.
Look, right now I'm just glad that I don't got no kids.
I'm just saying like this, just from my point of view, our father, I'm just saying from my point of view, 9 times 10, you work every day, you do what you do on the street, you be on the block,
right.
You hustle what you do, you do what you do, but still at the end of the day, take your child away from a situation where before it started reacting, because when y'all come home, y'all talk about something that's so old that happened all then 10 years ago. Then it comes to a whole major argument. Then y'all get to slam the doors and one person leave, come back, cool off, come back. Now all of a sudden y'all happy again. But when y'all get around people, it's a different story. Y'all seeing a couple kissing each other, doing this here. I'm just saying, I've been through this too long. I've been through this 8 years strong. The person who I was with 8 years. And she had a mouth on that I couldn't take no more. So I cut off. Now, it's like she bugging me, won't leave me alone, but she's still calling me. So what's going on? So that's the reason why I say that. I call her more than I try to call her. I call her daughter more than I try to do anything else. Shoes, whatever, for school. She has a father. Hey, that's cool. But you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm in her life, it's like I can't stop now. So I'm not going to just cut off like that.
And
that's
good. That's why
I do what I do every day. DJ, do a lot of things just for me to make extra money on a weekly basis to do what she needs. I get her lunch money every week. She get $5 a week for lunch money.
But you know what? I'm going to put like
man,
this, y'all.
Man, that's so sweet. For real.
I don't like dating guys with kids because I just don't want to go through that baby mama issue. You know?
That's the thing I really want to get to. Say yeah. Like I did have a child by you. You got a man, but you ain't with me, man. But you want to be with me. But I'm saying take care of your child. But he ain't doing what he's supposed to do because he don't want nobody to be with you. Is that a reaction y'all want to keep going, or are you just trying to make it happen with the person that you're trying to make it work with?
Hey, I just want to be with somebody who don't have no kids, you know what I'm saying? So if we do decide to have kids, we don't have to worry about, like, another baby mama coming up in our business. So, me, I just don't like all that baby mama drama. This is me. You know, it depends on how the baby mama is. If she cool, it'd be all right. But if she one of them type of baby mamas wanting to start beef and trying to get into an argument, I don't want to be with him, you know?
Okay,
even though
I
know he's going to try to defend me, but I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm going to tell y'all that in a situation. If she coming for the child, if it ain't about the child, she needs to go. You don't waste your time trying to argue with this person about it. She call you, I don't care if she call you a baby or whatever. I'm just saying, from your point, you're a grown woman. Take care of your business first and try to make your situation worse than what it is. So that's why I'm saying, all fellas, all mothers, you held to that situation. If it ain't about the child, she needs to go.
Right.
So, I mean, that's just the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, I ain't got nothing to say, because y'all talking some real stuff tonight. I love it. Man, this is the kind of stuff we need to, and you know what? This is the kind of stuff we need to start bringing up on the program, and we're going to start some serious, especially when school starts, we're going to start some serious topics and stuff on this program. But we got a lot of listeners tuning in from all across the country and stuff. So, man, y'all got to be really wondering about this now, man. Y'all talk some real heavy stuff in there.
I can say this, too. You do have fellas that do go through that situation. They might not like it when they see their ex-girl with another person. Then you try to bring your boys around to put on the front, but that's a lot of, I know a lot of fellas that do that. I see that, like, on a daily basis. And it's just not cool the way it's happened. So if I'm telling all of your artists, you got a business, if you take care of your business, hey, that's great. But when it comes to your child, and you're trying to bend on that block, so at 9% of the time, you're on that block, then more you worry about your child than another person worry about missing your ex-girl.
Right.
So, point two, keep your child away from that. Because, so, if it ain't about the child, if it ain't about money you spend on this, or if y'all got to go with her, she got to meet you there. I don't care how you do it. She got to meet you there. Not what she bring her the money. She need to be coming where you going. So, like, he needs shoes. Mm-hmm. Okay, where you want to go get the shoes at? That's where y'all need to meet at. Okay, I need a receipt. That's how a lot of the relationships with people with these child always making themselves hard. Now you convicted. You can't get no job. Now you back to air square one. Then you
yeah, you're right.
Well,
I tell you what, man, we got to get ready to go into this mix real quick, man. We're going into the mix. If you ever tune in to the all-new WB97FM radio, we are your 24-hour hip-hop R&B station. When it comes down to the music, you are live on the Late Night Show with Donnie B, LG and the Gang on WB97FM.
Hey.
And we're going to get into this mix right now. You got something you want to play in the mix, give us a call. Let's go for your mind. That's it.
I'm the fucking man, y'all don't get it, do ya? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City, some Spanish girls love me like a mama daughter. Tell Uncle Luke, I'm out in Miami too. Clubbing hard, fucking women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed. How you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that stop. My team good, we don't really need a mascot. Tell Tune Light One, pass it like a relay. YMCMB, you need more YMCA. Me, Franny, and Molly Mall at the Cribbo. Shackles out to Nico J and Chubb, shot to Gibbo. We got Santa Margarita by the leader. She know even if I'm fucking with her, I don't really need her. Ah, that's how you feel, man. That's really how you feel. Took the pimpin' nice cold. All the just wanna chill, I mean, maybe she won't. Then again, maybe she will. I can almost guarantee she know the deal, real nigga. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto, nigga, YOLO. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day, what anybody say. Can't see him cause the money in the way, real. What's up? One time for one time, I'm calling this out like the umpire. 7 grams in the blunt, almost drowned in the pooch. But I swam tub or bitch. East side, we in this booth, wishing it would like a tree in this booth. And if a leaf fall, put some in that booth. That's my M.O. at a beat of that shit. I'm hooked up, tore down, I'm twisted, door knob, talk stupid, off with your head. Money talks and Mr. Egg, yeah. I'm so young, money got a drum on the girl. Energizer bunny, funny how honey ain't sweet like sugar, ain't she sweet? On the street like hookers, I tongue kiss her other tongue. Ski, 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 water gun. Oh my god, Becky, look at her butt.
she?
Now she want a photo. You already know though.
Yeah.
You only live once, that's a motto. Be YOLO and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say? Can't see him cause the money in the way. Real. What's up? 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 Real. What's up? What's up? Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's a motto. YOLO and we bout it every day, every day, every day. Like we sitting on the bench, but we don't really play. Every day, every day. What anybody say, can't see him cause the money in the way. Real, what's up?
I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the pay, okay. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the pay, okay.
Yeah, I'ma do it, I'ma do it for the pay. Got a trunk full of weed and a bottle full of drink. Right away, I'm telling you, we ride with the pain. Such a sweet choke with candy on the pain. I'm at a cutie pie, she graduated behind. Shout out to Black Lebo, thing was IV, huh? The most is what I'm doing. Just got the invitation to my school reunion. I bought a bin, was thinking about a bin. Now I'm doing shows at the Ugly Arena. Frisco to San Jose State, West Bend. In the Wish Glamping, 925 Melvin. A bunny with a whole lot of papa dough. In the gym, tunneling, but she don't be out the boat. Rolling, rolling, rolling up zigzags. Don't gang, gang, but we used to love Six Flags. But like, ho, what is it? Every time I'm in that day, you know I stay lit. I'm on now, handle 10 business. Got a little fame, now the breezes wanna kick it. Shout out to 40, I'm so sick with it. Shout out to 2, so I'm out here pimping. Going hard, rocking hard like Green Day. R.P. Mac Dre, I'm a girl for the bank.
I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the pay, okay. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the pay, okay. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the pay, okay. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre, I'ma do it for the pay, okay.
Hey, speak to the gang, y'all don't get it, do ya? Couple thousand for a beat from me, Pilo Akuya. Young nigga.
Going down right here on the B97 FM. We got We want to say a big shout out to everybody that listened to us on Blog Talk. For those who continue to listen to us on WB97, we got less than an hour left. And if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Make a big difference, and we'll see y'all again when? Tomorrow night? Tomorrow night? Friday?
Tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah, Thursday night on WB97. For those who tune into us by phone,
every track I innovate, and when we in the building, you know I'm about to renovate. What's up? I don't say hi, I tell a Mitch what's happening. Say bye, baby, baby.
Still kick raps that cause impacts to where my kids at. And everybody hating sounding funnier than Sinbad. I'm ill as the pills that they give you when you can laugh. This, that, the other, kiss your mother with that mouth. We the kids that she warned you about. We just storming the house, open doors to a cloud. Got an absorbing style, just be sure to this well. 6:30 in the morning and there still ain't signs of slowing down. Twin sisters getting wasted till this boulder down. It's going down, thought I told you, man. If you trying to party, let me see you raise your
hand. There's a party on Fifth Avenue.
Your food. I party and sleep till noon, what everyday people do. So wait and see me in booze, give me a week or two. See when you read the news, my don't sleep in news. My round pound is wide, my album is fly. Your favorite record, you gon' put it aside. It's that old school, sounding good in the ride. And I'm only counting to nine. Said it's that old school, sounding good in the ride. So let's head out to the party, I'll drive.
There's a party on Fifth Avenue. Party on Fifth Avenue. If you tryna go, if you tryna go. Every like 20, I'm a monkey and come running, cause we gotta hit the road, we gotta hit the road. Make sure you got a clean shirt, clean pants, new shoes. Make sure what you buy there, you choose.
Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Yeah, bitch, make it nasty. Tongue down the throat while the other bitch gagging. Bottles in the basket, pills in the plastic. She gon' do drugs, but we don't do acid. Fucking on the mattress, hit the best spring. Ain't nothing better, it's the best thing. Got a China bitch, straight from Beijing. Pussy so tight, all she do is scream. Oh, bend it over, make you touch the toes. I like how she may go round, round the pole. Hold, open, close. I like when my bitches don't wear no clothes. It's hot up in this motherfucker, reload. Gangsters in this motherfucker, we got the soul. TTC raw when I walk in the dough. Bitches, they know, yeah, bitches, they know. Ha, make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Yeah, nigga, I'm a star. Stacks on black, if you use the black car. Pull up, pop out, valet the car. About to go big, got bitches galore. Tipping on the sh, then she drop it to the floor. I like blowjobs, she could be my employee.
Back it up.
Then I put it in her back door. Now it's lights out, like
lights out.
Like Roy Jones Jr., T-Raw the ruler. Slicker than a gold patch, gold chain Cuban. Broke till it's bruising, dick on punte. Gimme chocha, kill it like OJ. Ha, make it nasty. Make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty.